My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
8 o'clock hour Thursday edition as we try to get you to the weekend as quickly as possible. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider and high school football lover, Bobby Roberto Belt. And every year, it's a segment I look forward to. We get a ton of great reaction to it. You can text in your high school football questions, tweet them, YouTube and Twitch for Pat Doney, NBC5, joining us on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Hey, good morning, boys. It is one of my favorite days of the year. I mean, high school football is back tonight, and, man, we are loaded once again. North Texas, some amazing teams, some amazing programs, and I can't believe it's back. I mean, the games are back tonight, boys.
Start us off with the matchups that are standing out and the coverage you guys are going to have over there on TV. Who do we need to be looking out for matchup-wise?
Well, matchup-wise, there are some amazing games already right off the bat this weekend, and that starts with our big game Friday, game of the week tomorrow night. That is Argyle taking on Frisco Lone Star. It's at Toyota Stadium, the home of FC Dallas. There's going to be a big crowd out there. And as we do every year on NBC5, I'm going to be live at a different big game every single Friday. We try to get to as many different parts of the DFW Metroplex as possible and see as many of the good teams as possible and great matchups. That's absolutely going to be one. Tomorrow night, there's also another amazing matchup between Aledo and Denton Guyer, and that's actually going to be our game of the week on our Inside High School Sports Show, which is on NBC5 as well. You can catch 30 minutes of high school football coverage every week at 10 a.m. on NBC5, and then it re-airs again on Sunday nights at about 11:30. But, I mean, Sean, so many good teams in our area once again. I mean, the storylines are unbelievable again. And if you're good, man, I'm ready to go. I'm just going to give you some of the things you need to know about this upcoming season if you're ready to rock. You ready for me?
Real quick, I just got a quick question. Because I know a couple years ago they changed the classifications. They added 6A. How many DFW schools are still in 5A? Like, is there a lot of them, or are they mostly 6 now?
Yeah, you know, I don't know the answer of how many there are, but there are quite a few. And there are some really, really good programs in both 6A and 5A. And, in fact, I think there are going to be championship caliber teams, and I would not be surprised if there are state title winners in both 6A classifications and the 5A classifications here in DFW, because it's loaded. And the thing is with these realignments that are happening year to year, I'll give you a great example. It's every couple of years they have the realignment, and Highland Park, for example, has moved back down from 6A to 5A now. So they're back into state title contention at 5A, where they were a really, really good team in 6A. And so then you have a program like Anna, who won a state championship in 4A last year. They're now up in 5A. So it's a little bit more challenging at that level. So that changes year to year. One thing that doesn't change, though, RJ, man, is that there are really, really good teams, and there are state title contenders here. And the battles throughout the regular season through the district schedule really sets a lot of these DFW programs up for success in the playoffs, because they've already played some of their toughest opponents during the regular season before the playoffs even begin.
Let it rip, Patrick. Do your thing.
Here we go, man. So the number one team in the state, once again, the team that was the number one public school in America last year when it all settled, the DeSoto Eagles are back and loaded once again, looking for a three-peat. Claude Mathis, what he has done at DeSoto is unbelievable. They are, without question, the number one team in the state going into the year, the favorites to win another championship. They've got an awesome running back in Tiger Ryden. By the way, great nicknames on this team. Tiger Ryden. I mean, I'm loving that at running back. Booby Feaster, the wide receiver, one of the best wide receivers in America for, it's just an outstanding talent. Dalen Singleton, another great wide receiver. DeSoto is loaded once again. I'm going to be surprised if they don't win another state championship in 2024. Their biggest rival is probably the second best team in the state, and that's Duncanville. They're also looking for a three-peat. They have probably the best wide receiver in America in DeCorian Moore.
Whoa.
You may have seen recently that he picked Oregon. He was that five-star recruit, and he could have gone anywhere in America. He's going to Oregon. I mean, and he is a phenomenal talent. They have their quarterback, Keelon Russell, is also a fantastic player as well. South Lake Carroll is loaded again. A little bit different this year with a new quarterback coming in, but their running game is going to be stacked. They have two really good running backs in Riley Wormley and Davis Penn. Riley Dodge is going to run the football behind a huge offensive line. And look, South Lake Carroll wins double-digit games every year. I expect that once again, and I expect them to be in the mix. North Crowley, what Coach Ray Gates has done there is really impressive. And their quarterback, Chris Jimerson, headed to North Texas after this year. Man, what a winner. And that program has become one of the best in DFW, and that's saying something. Their facilities are amazing. I think North Crowley is going to be awesome again. And then watch out for Denton Geyer as well. They have a transfer quarterback who came in this year. Look, Geyer's good every year, but Kevin Sperry transferred in. He's going to Oklahoma, so he's pretty good. And I think Denton Geyer has a chance to really have another phenomenal season once again. I have a few more from 6A we can get to in a minute, but I want to jump to 5A real quick. RJ, you were asking about those 5A programs. I mean, Aledo, can they win a 13th state championship? I mean, that's the big question. 13. They're replacing a lot, but they have the most in Texas UIL, Texas high school football history. Their best player, their wide receiver, Kadon Finley, is a junior, and he has offers from every school in America already. He's dynamic without question. South Oak Cliff has been in the state championship game 3 years in a row. They won it 2 years in a row and then lost it last year. Can they get back? Coach Jason Todd does a great job there at Sauk. They are loaded with talent once again, and I'm expecting the Golden Bears to have a bounce back year, a bounce back from losing in the state championship game. How about that? That's the standard that has been set at South Oak Cliff, and that's saying quite a bit. Denton Ryan, Coach Dave Hennigan, does a great job there. Their program is good, it seems like, every single year, but he's saying his offensive line might be the best he's ever had there. They've got a couple of big-time recruits, and I think they're going to be like just one of those mauling teams that runs the ball, and their defense is good. I think they're a state title contender as well. And then I mentioned Highland Park back in 5A from 6A. Randy Allen always has that program winning, but when they're playing at 5A too, I mean, it just feels like they even have a better shot at making a run for a state championship. So I'm watching the Scots closely. And then finally, maybe the most talented player that I think is in the area. I mean, there are quite a few, but a guy who doesn't quite get the pub that DeCorian Moore gets and some of these other great players who are awesome is Frisco Lone Star has a running back named Damian Gross. He's a five-star recruit. He's going to play all over the field, running back, wide receiver. They'll line him up sometimes in the Wildcat. I can't wait to watch him play tomorrow night against a really good Argyle team in that first game. But, I mean, it's the storylines are endless. Oh, I need to mention one other storyline too, boys, before I let you ask a question. I know I'm going a long time.
No, this is better.
Lovejoy is a program that has been on the rise for a while. They have this awesome wide receiver, Dalen McCutcheon. He's going to Florida State. He's going to be in studio with us this weekend on Inside High School Sports, getting an MVP bobblehead. Great kid, great player, but they've been on the rise. And then here out of nowhere, Coach Todd Dodge is back coaching Lovejoy this year, coming out of retirement. He won all the state titles at South Lake Carroll. He won a bunch of state titles at Austin Westlake. He retired, and now he's back. He loves going to those programs where it's a one.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
One school town, Lovejoy is that. There are high expectations in Lovejoy, a lot of commitment to the athletics that are there. Lovejoy, the Leopards, could be one of those teams that makes a huge jump very quickly. And I'll let you know that we're going to see them in week two. I'll already tell you, our big game Friday, game of the week next Friday, is when Lovejoy plays at Highland Park. So it's going to be see Todd Dodge there coaching at Highland Park against Randy Allen. That's going to be epic as well. But the storylines are endless, man. I could keep going on for hours with you guys here right now.
How the hell are you ripping off all this information? How are you learning all the incoming freshmen, the rising sophomore? Are you reading off a piece of paper right now? Like, how are you learning and taking all this in?
Is this football?
Man, it's one of those things where I love it, and I spend a ton of time working on it. Our producer for Inside High School Sports, Ward Fasold, and I mean, we talk high school football all year long about the kids who are transferring and hey, have you heard about this guy? I mean, it's our passion. It's something we care a lot about, and it's one of the reasons that I think our Inside High School Sports show has been so successful for years and years. This is my 8th year hosting Inside High School Sports. It's my 12th year hosting Big Game Friday on Fridays, being live at the games on NBC5. And, you know, when they gave me that assignment when I first started, it was one of those things like I couldn't wait because I grew up on high school football in Southern California, but the passion here is – more than what the passion even was there, even though the programs out there are great. And I saw some great teams growing up out there. I mean, it's a love here in a community. It's all about community here. And so
you get, do you get recognized more at a high school stadium than like walking around AT&T?
I mean, there are definitely people who come up to me and shake my hand and say, thank you for covering high school sports the way you do often when I'm at a game, which is cool because it means that what I'm doing has value and meaning to the community that I'm there attending. So I think I love that, man. I'm all about it. I think that it's a really, really cool thing, and it's something I love doing. And I hope that shines through when I host this show. Again, if you love high school football, man, set your DVR. 10 a.m. every Sunday morning, check out what we're doing, and I think you'll see it's a really, really cool show with highlights, recaps, interviews, everything you need to know to be an informed football fan with the guys who are going to be NFL stars someday. That's the cool thing. We had Myles Garrett in studio. We had Kyler Murray in studio. Quinn Ewers in studio. Before they were guys, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Marvin Mims. I mean, the list goes on and on of these guys, and I always tell them the same thing. Just don't forget the little people when you shake the commissioner's hand, okay? All right, don't forget where you started here now. They always laugh, and I'm like, I mean it, man. And it's cool to see these guys down the road and then be like, oh, yeah, I remember being, you know, like all those years ago when they were scared to be on TV. I love it. It's a really cool thing, and I love what we do at NBC5 for this, for the high school football community.
Pat Doney from NBC5 joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. All right, Pat, I know we talked about, you know, just the different top prospects who are around the state, and you know, DeCorian Moore's great and everything like that. That's an Oregon commit, though. Let me talk about the Texas commit, and from a city we were just at the other day out there in Sachse, Kalik Lockett, and give us kind of another overview of just some of the guys that maybe are going to be relevant to your Texas, Oklahoma, like some of those people who follow those college programs are there. Who are some guys they can watch that are seniors this year that are going to be entering those programs?
That's a great point, and I'm glad you mentioned Kalik Lockett, because he is, again, one of those great wide receivers who I think is going to be a star in college and potentially a star in the NFL someday. You know who really has done a great job recruiting the area recently is Baylor. There are quite a few names of guys who I'm watching closely who have big time. I'm telling you, this group that is headed to Baylor has something to it. I mean, they have the wide receiver Taz Williams out of Red Oak is a phenomenal player. We had him in studio week one. He's headed to Baylor. He's a really good player. Coppell's quarterback, Edward Griffin, a really good player. Coppell was undefeated in the regular season last year. What head coach Antonio Wiley did last year was special, and they have a lot coming back this year. So Coppell's going to be good, and Edward Griffin heading to Baylor is a big reason why. And then there's also at Richland, Michael Turner, their running back is special, man. He is a really good player. He's going to Baylor. So, I mean, there's quite a – and there are others as well. So I really have my eye on – I think Baylor has kind of snuck into – I've seen these rankings where they're like, oh, they're like 28th or 32nd in the country. But then I watch these guys who are making plays on Friday nights in DFW high school football, and that's saying something at the level of competition that's here. And the high number of them headed to Baylor, to me, has piqued my interest a little bit. Those are some of the guys to watch there for sure, though.
Now, those are the guys who are you know, kind of committed. You mentioned Booby Feaster, who is one of the, you know, most heavily recruited. In fact, I think he is the most offered player in the state right now,
right,
of the underclassmen.
For good reason.
When you look at some of the underclassmen, some of the guys who are uncommitted, some of these sophomores and stuff, who are some of the guys there that you look at and say, hey, this is the next crop. These are the guys that, you know, you're going to be able to get a look at early.
I think that's a really good point, and that's the thing is we're always trying to find the next guy and the next guy that's coming up. One guy who is a little bit known, who I think is getting ready to have a monster season again after he was really good as a sophomore last year, is 40 running back Javion Osborne. Mm-hmm. I mean, and they're making this transition to 6A. They're in a really, really tough district. But I think what Javion Osborne could provide there for the Jackrabbits is a great example of somebody who I think is getting ready to burst onto the scene even more in a program that's on the rise. So I'm watching him very closely. And then the thing is this isn't directly answering your question as far as the underclassmen, but I do think I did want to mention before I forget that I think Taps sometimes gets overlooked a little bit, you know, the private schools that are playing as well. And they have, there's two programs that everybody wants to pay attention and know is coming. Once again, Parish Episcopal is looking for a sixth straight state championship. Their quarterback, Sawyer Anderson, is one of those guys who, he's not an underclassman. He's going to be a senior, but because he's playing at Taps, he doesn't necessarily get the attention that some of these 6A programs and 5A programs get. Sawyer Anderson is awesome. He's headed to Purdue. He could have gone a lot of other places, but he wanted to go play with Graham Harrell there at Purdue. He was in studio with us over the weekend. He's great. And again, they're trying to win a sixth straight state championship there at Parish Episcopal, but they're going to have to now go through Jason Witten's Argyle Liberty Christian team, who won a state title in the level below them. Now Liberty Christian is on the same level as Parish Episcopal. So those two are playing against each other, a six-time state champion against Liberty Christian that, you know, had an awesome state championship run last year led by Jason Witten. So I'll be watching those schools really closely. We'll be at their game when they face off as our big game Friday game of the week as well.
Interesting. Hell of a recruiter there, yeah, that they got in Argyle.
You're the man, Pat. You're a machine. Thank you so much, man. And I know everyone will be watching. Keep up the great coverage. And thank you again.
Love you, boys. Have a great day.
Pat Doney, NBC5 on the D&M Leasing Hotline. We have to prep RJ's colon next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, But with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.